I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Matt and I have just finished up a trip down memory lane, which we'll probably resume after this because it's addicting to listen to old songs and reminisce.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? We still have our jobs.
Unfortunately.
Kind of. Depends how you look at it. I like money.
That's true.
Capitalism.
Hey, this is the Gamer's
Stoop. Money. I can't do a true Mr. Krabs. I can't remember this guy's name. What's his name from Detroit Become Human? Same guy.
Oh, it's at Shawshank, too.
Yeah. Anyway.
Nice guy. I just watched an interview with him recently. Talking about.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the video of them doing, they reenact a SpongeBob scene with all the voice actors playing the characters?
Oh, my God. That's got to be like. Just, I don't even know.
It might be like 3 minutes, but it's him playing Krabs, just like him walking out and doing, they're doing the voices it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyways, it's the Gamer's Stoop Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest.
Like layoffs.
Yeah. Like layoffs, really like them layoffs. This whole podcast is basically going to be talking about layoffs. And that's.
So if you just got a job, congrats. If you just lost a job, we're sorry. But hey, did you want to play some games?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a job, you can always play games.
Like number one, Howl for PlayStation and Xbox. Number two, Enshrouded for PC. Number three, Apollo Justice Ace Attorney Trilogy for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox,
still
and Switch.
Going strong.
Number four, Go Mecha Ball for the PC, Xbox. Number five, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, which you probably don't have. You don't have a job anymore. But that came out for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. And number six, Tekken 8 for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. So go throw your son into a volcano.
All right.
That's my one reference to Tekken every single time. It's just that the... I can't remember if it's the first Tekken or whatever, but the guy takes his son and throws him into a volcano.
It's fucked up.
It's like the first cutscene.
Damn, I did not know that.
I don't know what Tekken it is. I just specifically remember that happening.
So you get reborn as some crazy fighter?
Yeah, he comes back and fights his dad. And he's like...
Oh, I mean, I feel like that's out of a his fair... Mind.
Yeah.
That's a fair reaction. You know, he threw him into a volcano. I feel like he has a right to fight his dad.
I agree. I'm saying this with a lot of confidence. Like, I remember the rest of the story. I don't.
That's fine. All right, what are you thinking? Odds, evens?
I'm thinking odds because that was pretty quick. So let's talk about number one, shall we? And developer Pocket Pair announced that Palworld has now sold over 8 million copies in less than 6 days. It's also the second game ever to reach over 2 million players concurrently on Steam and the most popular game on Xbox Game Pass. That being said, the Pokemon Company has issued a statement saying it would look into infringement of its intellectual property after having received inquiries regarding, quote, another company's game released in January 2024. Clearly, they are talking about Palworld. While Palworld doesn't currently support mods, some Pokemon-centric creations have made the rounds on social media, resulting in Nintendo issuing takedown notices. Modding site Nexus Mods has also confirmed that it won't host Pokemon mods for Palworld, as it would almost certainly put us at risk of legal action. So here's the quick thing. Other than the mods, I don't think Nintendo can, or that the Pokemon Company can sue them.
Yeah, I saw the one accusation that was making the rounds was by a guy saying that they had taken assets or something.
There have been a lot of accusations of fans.
Yes. And the guy ended up coming out and saying that he made it all up.
Right. And here's the thing. Here's the quick and dirty for you.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer. Nor, if I did practice law, would I do it in Japan.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, as somebody with neither of those qualifications...
You feel... and
like, I feel like I should tell you how this is going to go.
Yeah. You feel qualified to give us a rundown.
These are two Japanese companies.
Okay.
Which means it doesn't have to be an international lawsuit. Which means they can handle it domestically.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the old samurai duel.
We can still get there.
Okay.
They could still have an honorable battle and then just decide who gets owner rights of the identity of a lamb.
Okay.
But it means that they don't have to go international. They can do it all in-house. But Pal World has been openly developing this for 3 years.
Yeah.
And they haven't said shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and guess what Nintendo is really good at doing? Really happy about doing, too. Suing everyone and anyone that even looks the wrong way. So do you think in 3 years that they haven't gone, does that look similar? Like at no point you think they noticed? That when it was showed during a Summer Games Fest, the day before their direct, you don't think, and everybody went, oh my god, that's Pokemon with guns, and it blew up trailers. Nobody went, hey guys. No, I think at most they will just make sure that nothing is stolen directly, which I don't think there is, and then they'll move on.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do anything different than what they've already done, which is tell the guy that made the Pokemon mod for the game to take it down, which would be true of if you made a Pokemon mod in almost any game.
The only thing I can imagine is that they brought it up like, oh, should we sue these guys? And then the response was, no, you know what? The game will suck and everyone will forget it ever existed. That's
yeah, maybe they just didn't believe and then they made a horribly miscalculated.
That's what I'm going for.
Result. I think that they looked at it and went, there's nothing that we could sue them for. I have a feeling that they've probably been watching it and just going like, come on, slip up.
Yeah, like fuck something up.
Like, please fuck something up. And we will bring down the samurais. But until then, everybody's on hold.
You have brought great dishonor to the family.
Because there's just nothing, like, okay. The argument from a lot of people are, first off, the AI thing is also bullshit. It's also not true about Pal World. The arguments from a lot of fan people, if you're anybody's hearing crackly right now, Matt's just fucking with his mic.
It's fine. They don't hear anything.
As I like turn around and look at the sound waves, it's just it's just been a bunch of like Pokemon fanboys being like, no, you can't do this. And it's like, are you just mad that none of your Pokemon games have looked this good?
Competition's good.
It sensed Let's Go at the beginning of the Switch.
Let's Go.
Literally none of your last five have looked this good. And this is the argument that people have been telling the Pokemon Company and Nintendo to their face multiple times. Like, you need to fix your shit.
They just need to do something innovative. Like, the wild thing is not even very innovative.
And here's the other problem. They don't have to be innovative. Pokemon would succeed being not innovative. Do you know how wild that is?
That's what I'm saying. It's like they don't.
If you made a game that looked as good as Pal World did, was as populated as Pal World was, and still had the multiplayer aspects of Pal World, where like you could invite people in and do the open world adventure shit, and it looked and ran as good as Pal World, it just means that you have to up your game graphically. They'd sell so much.
They'd sell 8 million copies in 6 days.
Probably not that much if we're just being honest. But it'd be pretty good.
I don't know. If this came out and it was Nintendo branded, I don't know, man. Well, actually, it probably wouldn't because they'd only release it on the Switch.
So. Yeah, and then it wouldn't do it. Yep. That literally is their other problem. Now, if they worked with Pal World and said, we'll license Pokemon into it. Now, that's a money angle.
Money, money, money.
But, yeah, right now, I don't think they're actually going to go after him. And if they do, it'll all be handled in Japan, so it won't even be that fun for us.
It's always fun for us. Number two.
Optimism, all right, relax.
Continuing with drama. Did we ever decide on if it was fantastic or effantastic?
We're just going to go with fantastic, I think.
I think it's fantastic, but I like to picture it as being F-N-tastic.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I enjoy that tongue-in-cheek.
Continuing with drama, Fantastic has responded to claims of misinformation regarding the day before's development and financial performance. Regarding the allegations that Fantastic deceived players, it said, quote, "We didn't take a penny from users, didn't use crowdfunding, and didn't offer pre-orders. Even after the game was closed, we, together with the publisher, returned money to all players, including forcibly issuing refunds to those who did not request them," end quote. The memo also responded to anonymous former staffers telling different stories about development, quote, "Despite being a small indie company with a limited budget, we assisted employees with relocation and healthcare and helped some of them to buy equipment and with their mortgages and other personal matters," end quote. This is very much a he said, she said situation at this point.
Yeah, and as far as we were concerned, I think, the day it just never looked like it was real. It looked like it was all full of bullshit, and then they got accused of being full of bullshit and released a broken piece of garbage, and then they said, well, we didn't do that.
And here we are. It was too good to be true.
Yeah,
and
everything that comes with that.
Which, the fucking Wukong game is in that list for me right now.
Black Myth Wukong? Yeah. Because it's not out yet. But at least that's coming out of China. So,
true.
There's that partial moment where you go, there's no way that they let that not come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it come out as good as we've seen? Now, that I don't know. That's the part I'm like, does it really run that good? Does the snow really do that when you walk through it?
We're going to find out.
You ready to talk about layoffs?
Here we go.
Publish developer Rikon Games has reportedly dismissed a significant portion of its workforce. Sources told GamesIndustry.biz that around 70 people have been laid off. Rikon is best known for 2017 cyberpunk shooter Ruiner, which was published by Devolver Digital. People Can Fly, the developers of Outriders, are poised to reduce its staff by more than 30 staffers. With an internal memo, the studio's development director attributed the layoffs to budget limitations and shrinking scope. I don't remember what they were working on next. I feel like they had said that they were going to work on something. Don't remember what, though.
Yeah, I also forgot. Yeah. It was mentioned, and I just was like, yeah.
THQ Nordic and Embracer subsidiary Black Forest Games has reportedly cut 50% of its workforce. Known for reviving the Destroy All Humans series, the German games firm is currently in the process of developing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, with half of our studio.
Got him.
Listen, THQ Nordic and Embracer, you guys got to kind of fix this shit, man.
That can be said for so many.
Yeah, because here's the next one I'm going to say it to. League of Legends developer Riot Games has announced that it's laying off 11% of its workforce, representing 530 employees. The layoffs primarily impacted teams outside of core development. The employees affected will receive a minimum of 6 months of severance pay, a cash bonus, and extensive support, including hardware if needed, job placement services, additional pay for health insurance, and more. The company also announced that the scope of the Legends of Runeterra is being reduced, as well as the end of its publishing label, Riot Forge. Hey, Riot, I'm not sure if you're aware, but you make a lot of fucking money.
I feel like all they've been doing is, like, shrinking. Like, they've just been, like,
yeah,
consolidating.
And if they're saying that they... what? Okay, so they stopped Forge. It's, like, the one of the ones I can be like, okay. But from my understanding, they affected a lot of the esports department. Specifically in Europe, like, a ton of people from the LEC staff were let go. Like, a ton of, like, important ones in terms of, like, running the show. at least based on a list I saw. Riot Forge, whatever. But then, like, okay, so you're going to scale down Legends of Runeterra, which is the card game. You're then going to make an MMO?
Yeah, Do we think that's
dead now?
I don't get the end game. Like, why wouldn't you, if you're Riot, wouldn't you want to invest in your esports division, like, and make it work better? Like, that's the thing that kills me, is, like, you kind of got the corner, you cornered the market in that aspect. Like, you probably have one of the most successful esports leagues.
Leagues, yes. Events, probably not.
Yeah, but figure it out. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah.
Spend the money and figure it out. A little research development,
I spun the wrong way for this drink.
Maybe hire some people, some outside people to take a look at it. Hire the guy that fucking made poker so popular to watch.
That's true. Somebody figured that out.
Yeah.
I don't fucking explain that. Somebody get that guy's... How does that work? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't make an exciting game popular to watch, but you can have somebody staring at two cards and they're like, you know what? I'm fucking in. This is the greatest thing I've ever watched. What's going to happen on the flop?
Fucking...
Give me the river.
Hire the dude that does the fucking... The camera footage for NFL football games or something. You know, like...
It depends on which camera you're looking at, but yeah, I know what you mean.
They got weird fucking camera angles. You threw it on last week, and there was the camera from the goddamn...
I throw a lot
chain
of
gang.
From the fucking... the one that's in the pylon.
Yeah I'm like, what is this? What the fuck is this?
That's right.
You got a camera on the goddamn, like...
I forget that when I show Matt sports and he gets to have the reaction of caveman looking at TV for
basically,
the first time.
Basically, I'm like, what the
and
fuck?
And meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, we've had this for like 10 years. I don't know what you're on about.
Last time I seen a football game, it was like the coolest thing that they had added recently was the fucking...
The cable cam?
The cable cam.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know why... I can understand scaling down in some areas, but I can't understand the laying off of people. I can understand... we're gonna like cancel Riot Forge, but we're gonna move these people into either helping our esports teams or helping the Runeterra team that like maybe hasn't had the best track stroke of luck yet, or helping the MMO if we actually want to see it become real. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure
we're gonna have the Bungie situation, right?
Yeah,
they lay off 530 people, then they say that we're still making an MMO, so we need to hire roughly 500 more.
Yeah.
Everybody goes, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that kills me, is that, like, it's either that, and they're gaming the system. They're essentially, they're taking the short-term benefits of the increased revenue of having lower costs. They're padding the books, basically.
Yeah, they're gonna try to make it look good for a quarter, then turn around and resell a new promise to a new game and new whatever in the next quarter to investors, and then follow that back up with a hiring spree.
Yeah. Or they genuinely think we're going to be going into a recession in the next couple of years, which is one of those things where it's like a chicken and egg situation.
Make it happen.
Yeah, they're kind of going to... Like, all these companies laying off thousands and thousands of people is going to kind of make it happen.
Yeah, it's like you can force a recession if you just tell everybody to quit.
Yeah. All right, now for the big one, number four. Microsoft is laying off 1,900 employees from its video games division. On top of that, development was also canceled for Blizzard's previously announced survival title, codenamed Odyssey. As reported by The Verge, in an internal message to staff, Matt Booty, president of Game Content Studios at Microsoft, said the company will be shifting some of the people working on it to one of several promising new projects Bungie has in early stages of development.
No.
What?
Wrong studio.
I say Bungie, didn't I?
Yep.
Blizzard. The bees, man. They're killing me.
Booty.
Babooty. They said, quote, shifting some of the people working on it to one of the several promising new projects Blizzard has in early stages of development, end quote. Additionally, Booty announced the departures of Alan Adham. Is that how you say his name? Alan Adham?
Sure.
Blizzard's chief design officer, and Mike Ybarra, Blizzard Entertainment president. According to Windows Central's Jevs Corden, Two of the departments hit particularly hard are the teams that bring Xbox games to physical retail and Activision Blizzard customer service, both of which he describes as essentially being shut down. Community managers were also a major target in the layoffs, although the Communication Workers of America said that the layoffs had not impacted any of its staffers that it represents. Jason Schreier also had some things to say on the situation, tweeting, Microsoft's Matt Booty said in a note that Ybarra chose to leave his position as president of Blizzard, but in November at BlizzCon, Ybarra told me, as in Jason Schreier, that he wanted to stay for the long haul. Quote, someone will drag me out of Blizzard, end quote. That's how long I'll be there, end quote. I don't know if you want to comment on, add any additional flavor before we talk about Odyssey a little bit.
The 1,900 people is a lot.
That is a lot.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot mainly out of the Activision Blizzard side of things, not so much the Xbox side.
Yep.
The two teams being mainly affected being the physical retail one makes sense because they're pulling out of physical retail. So why keep a team for a market you're not going to support? You literally have them doing nothing. And so unless you were going to transition them into something else.
Yeah, and there's the rumor of the all-digital Xbox Series X. Yeah. And
if you're going to transition them to something else, then you could have transitioned them into...
Game Pass is kind of like a direct conflict with the idea of retail.
Yeah, and if you're going to transition them to something, you could have transitioned them to customer support, except that you're dumping that because you're probably bringing it all in-house, which means you're also technically outsourcing it probably. To another house.
That's what I read, was that they were outsourcing all the QA, or not Q. Well, I guess QA is
probably
as well,
a lot of
outsourcing
QA
all the customer service,
and all the customer service is probably out of house now.
Yeah,
so it sucks. Nobody ever wants to see that happen, but it's the two departments that in a merger that you would assume to probably have happen. The physical retail is more of a one that I expect Sony to eventually have those same layoffs type of thing where like they close their physical retail department because they'll also just back out of it. But then if Sony ever buys another person, I could see like their QA or their customer service getting affected or whatever. Like,
yeah. And we should say like the ugly side of mergers is always layoffs. Like as soon as there's a merger completed, there's always massive layoffs.
But when you're making $3 trillion,
yeah, we go into that as well.
You probably don't need to do that. Followed by Ybarra saying that he needed to get dragged out of Blizzard and then walking out the moment that this happens. Man, you look like a piece of shit. And I've defended you and been happy for you in this position. And now you've disappointed me immensely. Because I knew nothing of the inside world like some employees would have or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It just looked like, hey, we got rid of all the other people, so he's here. Hopefully this is still good, whatever. Saying the right things. And then you're going to come out and say that you'd have to get dragged out. You do BlizzCon, you're so happy, yada, yada. And the merger finishes, and you say, you know what, I'm out. And then I find out that you made a post on, I think it was either LinkedIn or Facebook, that essentially says you're going to go, now that you're out, you're going to take like the year off or something like that and go like travel the world and spend time with family or whatever. And people are like, what do you mean you're going to travel the world? What the fuck? And then said that he was hoping to join a team with high something ambitions, high energy ambitions or something like that. And everybody there is looking at it like,
are you taking shots?
What do you mean? Did we not have that? Like, what are you on about? And so it's just like, man, you should have stayed with the tweet you put out and left with that.
Yeah.
And nobody would have really come after you until way later. But also, it doesn't help that you're saying you never wanted to leave, and then Matt Booty's thing is saying that you walked out.
Yeah, according to Matt Booty, both him and... Alan Adham or whatever willingly, like they wanted to leave.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, so now everybody's story is kind of up in the air.
Yeah. I'm curious to see the fall. I mean, The merger just closed. Like, when? October? Has it been that long already?
Yeah, it closed right before BlizzCon.
So that was the end of October, being in November?
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I guess that's, I mean, that for some reason that seems quick to me. Like that many layoffs, that seems fast to me. Like, unless they just were, like, balls to the wall, like, doing an internal audit.
But I also don't know how big those departments are.
Yeah.
Like, coming from Blizzard. Like, I don't know if Blizzard was sitting at 1,000 customer service reps.
Yeah.
Because if they just axed that entire department and say, we're done,
mm-hmm.
okay, well, that makes sense. They cut one department, it was 1,000 people.
What I've been getting is, like, I'll see comments in places, like, we're going to, the next, like, two stories are also related to this. And I've seen stories too of like studios losing a good amount of people as well.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. It's one of those things that it just happened. So we'll find out more next week, I'm sure.
But then saying also that you've shifted people to new projects inside of Blizzard. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Because the only things you announced, you canceled one. And then the only things you announced were new WoW expansions.
Yeah.
So do you have other new things? Are those the new things you mean? Like what are we talking about?
I don't know. I feel like
we won't know for a while, but still.
I feel like it's all up in the air now because like if like within like 2 months, Microsoft is canceling projects and laying off like entire teams and executives and presidents are leaving. It's kind of like everything's up in the air now. It's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. Who's driving the ship?
Yep.
So we'll see. Number five, I guess let's talk about Odyssey. Speaking of Schreier, he did some reporting on Blizzard's canceled survival game, Odyssey. Odyssey encountered a lot of troubles during its development phase. The original pitch came from Craig Amai, former lead quest designer on World of Warcraft, Warlords of Draenor, back in 2017. Prototyping started on the Unreal Engine, but Blizzard executives reportedly forced a switch to the company's in-house Synapse engine, which was originally created for mobile game development. The switch happened because the Odyssey team had trouble adapting the Unreal Engine to vast maps that supported up to 100 players at once. Which, that doesn't make any sense, considering that the signature Unreal Engine game is Fortnite, which supports 100 players in its Battle Royale mode. So, and other developers have adapted the engine to even larger player counts and maps. Anyway, the Odyssey team struggled even more with Synapse. According to Schreier's sources, the developers were hoping Microsoft, the new owner of Activision Blizzard, would approve a return to Unreal Engine. Early playtests seemed to be successful, although the development would likely have taken until 2026, if not longer. However, it was concluded that Synapse was not ready for production, which led to the cancellation of Odyssey. Staff were only informed of its cancellation on Thursday, and it's claimed that many of the 100-plus people who had been working on it were told they were being let go.
Lego. I mean, I guess at that point, that's kind of like a Ubisoft level.
Yeah, it's an Ubisoft EA level fuck up.
Maybe the smart choice was to cut losses.
But like, it's on the same level of EA. Stop forcing people to use engines they don't understand.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, if it does not make sense, you will hurt yourself in the long run. Every time. Period. I mean, I have a story from personal experience of watching somebody build something, then looking at it and going, why the actual fuck did you do this way? And they're like, oh, bosses told us to. And I'm like, then tell them they're wrong. You don't know what you're doing because you don't know this. I don't know this. This seems convoluted as all fuck. And you could just do the same thing in this other program way easier.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, you go back through the pipeline and they go, oh yeah, we can just do that. And somebody with a spine stood up and made a whole argument and, you know, positioned themselves in a way that made more sense. And then we got the easier solution, which is a lot harder to do in a $1 trillion company. But there's got to be somebody you would hope at the top that's like, we're not asking you just to do this because we like Unreal more. It's because we literally cannot make this work.
Yeah.
And I have Frank here who knows Unreal. He's never met Synapse.
If
my job postings were for Unreal developers, not Synapse developers.
We've clearly hit the point where like these gaming companies are too big. If the people in charge of the companies don't realize that their developers aren't tailored for like a game engine. Like, at what point? I don't know. Like the mental gymnastics it would take to be like, well, let's switch game engines.
Yeah, it means one of two things. It either means that you had like, if you started the whole project right, and you said, "Hey, in order for this, we're going to use Synapse. It's one we've built in house. Yada yada." We're starting it with our team of 10 people who have, we're starting it with a team of 10 people who have had 4 years of their hands on Synapse. We're going to hire fresh out of college and put people right into Synapse so they can work with it the whole time. And they're not coming with they're coming with only their college experiences. They're not coming with a predeterministic, like having launched a AAA game in Unreal or Unity or Godot or anything else.
Yeah.
So we can mold them into using Synapse and then screw them when they ever go back out into the business world, 'cause they'll never know how to use anything else. And they're ours for life. But they're going, oh, we're going to post job postings that we're hopefully somebody knows how to use Unreal. We're going to hire a bunch of Unreal people. Then right 3 months into that project, go, we're not using Unreal anymore. And okay, cool. You might as well piss the next 6 months away and people try to figure this out. And lo and behold, here we go.
Yeah, here we are. As per usual. Number six, Sledgehammer Games will be closing its main office in California to relocate to a smaller office space. The news was announced during a company-wide town hall meeting last week, which announced that Sledgehammer would be temporarily working from home until a new office is found near its current location. It was also announced during the town hall that the studio would be the main developer for Activision's 2027 Call of Duty title. Infinity Ward will be the heading Call of Duty 2026. Understood to be the Modern Warfare universe. Call of Duty 2025 is currently planned to be a semi-futuristic Black Ops 2 under the codename Saturn. It'll be interesting to see how much of these plans survive considering the completed acquisition and Microsoft's recent staff reductions. According to Insider Gaming, this week, 30% of Sledgehammer Games employees were laid off by Microsoft. And on, oh, by the way, after all this news of layoffs, Microsoft has become the second company ever to achieve a $3 trillion market evaluation.
Name the other one, Matt.
Apple.
There you go. The quick thing on the sledgehammer thing and moving to a smaller office.
Yes.
Part of me goes, okay, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like losing 30% of your workforce, that's a pretty bad thing. But moving to a smaller office makes sense. What doesn't make sense was Microsoft buying a bigger campus and then not being able to fill it and then forcing everybody to come back in work from work from home.
Yeah.
What does make sense for Microsoft is buying the warehouse land in Iowa. Was it Iowa? Where the fuck did they buy cornfields? You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They bought the cornfields so they can build a server farm, essentially. You go, okay, that makes sense. But I hear this downsizing of offices, and I think about Epic. Epic has their offices in Raleigh. And then they bought an entire shopping mall and everything and demoed it to build new offices.
Okay.
They've been doing that project for whenever they started. That's a terrible timeline. Because technically, yes, they've been doing it from whenever they started the project. But that's like
four years. Okay.
Because I drove past the site when they bought it. And I've gone past it since. And it's like, okay, some work has kind of been destroyed. Mm-hmm. But it just makes me go, what are you building a giant office for? Unless you're going to try to make everybody come back in, which doesn't make sense. So unless you're going to build massive server rooms, I don't think, like, it's still game companies and corporations not understanding that in the tech field, you do not need to have people in the office.
That was a big part of this conversation with Sledgehammer as well, because they basically said, okay, you're all going to be working home for the entirety of 2024. And then everyone went, so
what about 25?
Why can't we just work from home? And, you know, all the people were like, all right, so we just had this return to office order. But you're telling them that they can work from home, like, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So, like, why is it okay for everyone to work from home? Yeah, and then the CWA, what's the hell is where I'm looking? Union commented on it as well. So,
yeah. So there's a lot of that.
Again, contradicting
a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense.
As always, nothing makes sense in the world.
Yep. Hey, you want to talk about rumors?
Yeah, rumor roundup.
The one and only rumor roundup. Another analyst is saying the Nintendo Switch 2 console might launch this year, equipped with an 8-inch LCD screen. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, at this point,
partially I'm annoyed, but like
at this point, you know,
I'm annoyed it's not an LED screen or an OLED or whatever, but like they're just going to release one in two years and everybody will buy it again. And I'll just stare at all of you going, why? Fucking idiots. You're so stupid. Skull and Bones might actually get launched for real in February. And to solidify that fact, Ubisoft has announced the details of the game's open beta. Said beta will be available on all platforms from February 8th to the 11th. Crossplay will be enabled and your progression will carry over to the full game. So if you need something before you don't have a Valentine's Day date, Skull and Bones.
I might check it out.
I hope one of you do. Not going to be me.
Fuck. Someone will.
I mean, maybe because it's the open beta and I can justify not buying it.
Yeah, it's free.
That I'll like, hey, I'll see how bad this is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some recent findings suggest Nintendo is working on a multimedia streaming service. Probably to coincide with the new Switch. They're just going to put...
There should be a... I forgot to say some recent patent findings.
The sequel to Death Stranding is rumored to be called Death Stranding 2. Just in case anybody was curious.
There's more to that.
I know there's a subtitle, but I just love the idea that he stops there and that's the news.
I mean, the whole title is just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, okay, so here's the, I'll give Matt his due. The sequel to Death Stranding is rumored to be called Death Stranding 2 on the beach.
It can't be real.
I got, who knows? And more information about the game will be coming with an announcement to be made in the next 15 days. I like that it's just like Death Stranding 2 on the beach.
All I'm picturing is like Dead or Alive beach volleyball.
I'm picturing the beach scene where the dead whale's on it. And I'm just going, what's the difference?
Yeah. How's this different?
Quake 6 was seemingly teased during the Xbox Developer Direct. Quake 6 was written on a whiteboard at Machine Games. It wasn't on a shelf, though, behind Phil, so you never know.
No.
Sony Interactive Entertainment is reportedly planning to bring Until Dawn to PS5 and PC. That should have been done 4 years ago.
Yeah, but, you know, now they gotta...
No, stop that. Don't bot.
Now they gotta do it so that they can, you know, have marketing for their movie.
Yeah, yeah. Because they couldn't just play any other teen horror movie and say it's marketing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I'm sure Sony probably owns the right to a bunch of those.
They own the right to everything. All right. Now for the questionable things we didn't write full paragraphs on. Square Enix has revealed that several people have been criminally charged for distributing counterfeit merchandise in China. Counterfeit products involving Final Fantasy and Nier characters were seized as a result. China, man.
Yeah.
Criminals in China copying stuff. How dare they? Nexon's live service multiplayer Warhaven is shutting down on April 5th, 2024.
That didn't take long.
4 months after entering global early access.
Yeah. That did not take long at all. Oh, see you later, Warhaven.
Apple has announced changes it is making to comply with the European Union's Digital Markets Act, most notably that it will allow alternative app payments and app stores. This change will go into effect in March, only for Europe, though.
Yep, saw that. I started just laughing. I was like, ah, Europe, the spines that you have that US does not.
Apple also announced new rules that will allow game streaming apps onto iOS devices. I think that one's actually worldwide, but I'm not positive on that.
I thought they were all European, but I might be wrong about that.
I mean, that's the safe assumption.
But it doesn't mean that you can play Game Pass on an iPhone. If you're in Europe. Or potentially, I guess, the US.
Yeah. Where was I? ID at Xbox has launched a curated program to highlight the top indie games on its platform. That's actually pretty interesting for someone who doesn't want to weed through all the indie games. Netflix's mobile release of the Grand Theft Auto trilogy has been downloaded 18 million times across iOS and Android. That's a lot of downloads. That's,
yeah. One might say it's more than two.
Horizon Forbidden West Complete Edition, the definitive edition of the open world game by Guerrilla, is launching on March 21st for PC, complete with a wide array of PC exclusive features like ultra wide resolutions, unlocked frame rate, DLSS3, FSR, EX or XESS, and direct storage support. Resolution Games and Wizards of the Coast announced a collaboration on the world's first D&D virtual reality game.
Oh, shit.
The developer behind the Callisto Protocol, Striking Distance Studios, is currently hiring for a new unannounced game running in Unreal Engine 5. The Nintendo Wii U and 3DS online services will be terminated this April, but users will still be able to download purchased software and updates for the games. Hyundai recreated the GTA 6 trailer with their Grand Test Auto 24 commercial.
It was kind of meh.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, I was hoping it was going to be a little bit better.
Same. But it was like genuinely a recreation, but it's like hard to.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to recreate technically.
Well, yeah, and it's like you can recreate it, but it's still like it's a, you know, it's a trailer.
So. But I guess I would have just liked to see a little bit more. Like, if it wasn't a recreation of the GTA 6 trailer, I think it's probably just a decent Honda racing trailer.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to see if you're going to mimic the GTA 6 part, do a little bit more.
Yeah, a little
GTA-ish something.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Like, it was, like, the amount of actual rally that happened in it wasn't much.
It was very generic.
Like, they showed water at one point with nothing in it. Like, if Red Bull did this, they'd go nuts. And you'd be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was just tame.
It was very tame. But,
like, homework assignment, I don't know, C+, B-. Like, that you pass, but it's not anything to write home about.
But Hyundai's, like, getting there.
They're trying to get out of Hello Fellow Kid status, but,
they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a good first attempt.
It was all right.
When they do another trailer, I need to see you get up here. I need to see your game get up. You got to jump something.
Yeah, you got to jump something. You got to see some more action shots.
There's got to be a gator.
Yeah, there was no gator. That's
there was
point.
Nothing. There was one guy. It was a guy watering a plant. There was no. There were what? A total of like 5 scenes of driving, maybe? Of like actual rallying?
Yeah, there was probably.
There were a couple where like they pulled the car into like the winner circle or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not, you know, it's just.
That was the thing, was there was too many like low intensity just driving shots.
Yeah.
That weren't like
people shots.
I get you're trying to recreate the trailer, but you can lean into the fact that you're like a rally team.
Yeah. There was in the trailer, there's an entire mud section with the monster trucks. You're telling me you as a rally team can't figure that out?
And they like only did like, I think, a half a second shot of the car going down a mud track, essentially.
Yeah.
So it was very underwhelming. But things that are underwhelming.
My
number 12, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth is the highest scoring game in the Like a Dragon Yakuza series. Reviews for the game started appearing on Monday and have been almost universally positive, to the extent that the game's Metacritic score currently sits at 90 for PS5, 93 for the Series X and S, and 89 for the PC version.
I'm pumped. Can't wait.
It's pretty good.
Can't wait to dip my toes into that Hawaii beach ocean.
Yeah, with that cancer.
Hawaii.
Right? It's cancer. Yes, cancer. Wasn't that
the thing? I don't know yet.
We don't know. Okay.
He's just old. But yeah, so all right. I didn't play the, after I finished Gaiden, I didn't play the early part of Infinite Wealth that you could have.
Okay.
But hey, it's been 5 days. What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot. Watching anime, that's really about it. Just living life, trying to survive.
Hell yeah.
Masters of the Air, the new installment in the
not the Avatar movie.
The new installment in the World War II series from Tom Hanks' production company.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yep.
That aired today, the first 2 episodes, I believe.
Get it, like aired.
Aired. Ooh, I see what I did there.
Well, you
so I'm looking forward to that.
Are they covering like a time period or?
It's World War II, 8th Air Force.
Okay. That's so, like squadron or something. Yeah.
So they were B-17s in Europe, essentially.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
I need to hook up my other 2 sim racing monitors this weekend to make sure that they actually work, because I have to return them by the end of January if they don't work. So
I have to do that this weekend.
And that's it. That's the only thing I got going on. What are you doing?
I'm doing the what the kids call the usual, playing the Worlds of Warcrafts, a little bit of Mirage, and hoping to start Like a Dragon this weekend, maybe.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, working through it.
Going through the motions.
Well, that's so depressing.
Well, listen. Reality is often depressing.
You don't have to tell me, man. I should be medicated.
I got depression. I should be medicated. Well, on that bombshell, it's time for us to end. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll continue to do my Clarks and Top Gear sign off. And we'll see you in 7 days. Toodaloo, bye-bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.